So for this session, we'll be actually starting with a Q&A.
Yeah, just a few short questions. Yeah, I mean, somebody has some few questions. Yeah.
Does anyone have a question? And I'll pass you the mic from this morning's talk or anything to clarify.
Hi, Ajahn Martin. Welcome to Singapore. Right, my question is that you mentioned about samadhi earlier on. Okay, with sufficient samadhi, you will be able to penetrate into the insights with vipassana. My question is, how do one best handle the defilements?
How do one best what?
Handle the defilements.
Handle the defilements.
Thank you.
I will explain that a little bit later, tonight maybe. Yeah. Because that is a topic by itself.
Okay, anyone else?
Yeah, Ajahn Martin. Welcome to Singapore. My question would be is, as we go into meditation, there's sometimes that I feel the heart is very heavy. Do we continue to breathe into it, or you know, any perspective?
I'm not sure if I understood the question. Can somebody translate it to me? I did hear something, but I don't know. I cannot make sense of it.
No, I'm just saying that when during meditation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just feel that the heart is really very heavy.
Heavy? Okay.
Yeah, so what do I do?
Nothing, you know, just stay with the Buddha or stay with the breath. Whatever happens, you know, don't be concerned about. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes, you know, I mean, the more you get closer to the heart, the more you see, you know, whatever is stored in your heart. And the things that are stored in your heart are not nice things. It's all the things that you suppressed. So you can feel like the heart is heavy. Yeah, let it, yeah, open it up and let it all out. Why do you keep it? Huh? No need to keep all these things. Yeah? It is, yeah, I mean, meditation is about freeing the heart from all the things, yeah, that you have suppressed. Huh? Not only this life, you know, all the lives before, yeah, push it, don't want to see it, huh? And now you have to see it, huh? To let it free, yeah? It's just like, you know, in your house you have a room where you put all, you know, all the things you don't want, yeah? You put it, you know, I mean, you open it up and everything flows again, yeah? Huh? Oh, you cost me a lot of energy.
Thanks. Anyone?
I feel like being an icebreaker, you know. I mean, my engine is not strong enough to break all this ice, you know, in this room, right? I mean, there's something that I really want to know, you know, from the people who wear the mask, yeah? I mean, why do you wear it? Can you give me a really scientific reason? Or you just, you know, wear it, you know, to rob a bank or what? Whenever I ask, they can't give me a reason, yeah? Because now the government doesn't require you anymore. You're still wearing it, yeah? There was half a year ago, or maybe even a year ago in the US, you know, on the flight they announced you don't have to wear the mask, yeah? I mean, you couldn't hear the noise, hooray, hooray, and they ripped off their masks. And here in Thailand and Singapore, oh, I can't let go of my mask, I can't let go. Huh? I got so used to, you know. Huh? It's true. If there would be a good side effect to it, you know, I would understand it. But, you know, actually the side effect is really bad, yeah, for your health. Yeah? Anyway, so, okay, now we do some meditation, yeah? Sit comfortable, yeah? Cross-legged, half lotus, full lotus, you know, no matter what you want, yeah? And then we close our eyes, you know, the right hand is in the left hand, yeah? We close our eyes and, you know, whatever you want to take, Anapanasati, yeah? Observing the breath around the tip of the nose, knowing that the breath goes in, knowing that the breath goes out, yeah? Or if you want to take the Buddha, it's not loud enough, huh? If you want to take the Buddha, you know, then just be Buddha, 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 Buddha. When the mind goes out, pull it back, Buddha, 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 yeah? If this is too difficult, you know, then use the put with breathing in and the do with breathing out. That's it. You really want to experience the calmness, huh? The calmness of the citta when there's nothing going on, yeah? It's like, you know, you go to a nice park and your engine is running and your radio is on and you don't hear anything, yeah? When you stop the mind engine, yeah, then you start to hear, you know, what is going on in the heart, yeah? And that's what we want to experience. Okay, so let's start. Puto puto, or breath, yeah? Breathing in, breathing out. Close your eyes. So don't think, return to the breath or to the Buddha. One more Buddha. We still keep our eyes closed. And before we get out of meditation, we still keep the eyes closed. Then we tell ourselves, now I'm going to get out of meditation, and then we slowly open our eyes. We don't rush out, because otherwise we can get disoriented. So, now we close the meditation session, so you can slowly open your eyes. You haven't practiced for a while, huh? Huh? Yeah, I mean falling asleep, yeah? That's not practice. Practice is knowing the Buddha, yeah? Knowingness is the important thing of practicing, yeah? Knowing that the Buddha starts, knowing that the Buddha ends, knowing that the Buddha is in the middle, yeah? Or knowing the breath, you know, it's the in-breath, it's the out-breath, it's short, it's long, it's deep, it's shallow. That's a knowingness. We observe, we don't manipulate the breath, huh? I mean, we control everything we want, you know? We control our husband, we control our wife, we control our situation, we control our environment, and now we concentrate on the breath and we try to control the breath. Ah! No! We observe the breath, huh? If you don't know what it means to observe, then go to the zoo and observe animals. And do you notice something? When we observe animals, we don't tell ourselves what the animals do. We know what they are doing. Huh? Strange. We don't constantly have to tell ourselves what we are doing, but we constantly tell ourselves, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, he's doing this, he's doing that. Yeah? But that is not sati. Sati is knowing. Yeah? And please, yeah, go to the zoo, you know, or go and observe the animals, or go up the mountain and observe the monkeys, yeah? Just observe them and know what they are doing. Because then you know what you're supposed to do in meditation. I'm always amazed at the Singaporeans. They always get so easily dehydrated. They constantly need to drink water. I mean, after 2 days, we start to get dehydrated, yeah? Not in half an hour, huh? Always bottles of water. And people constantly coming in late, yeah? I mean, no respect for the Dhamma, huh? I mean, what is your boss when you come to work and you come late, huh? Yeah, huh? Sneaking in, huh? You think your boss doesn't see it, you know, when you sneak in, huh? I mean, you have to get rid of it, yeah? I mean, especially, you know, if it is a Dhamma class, you know, I mean, be respectful, huh? Not just come at any time. Now I'm here, huh? See me, huh? I'm here now. Huh? That's just the opposite of what we are trained to do. Yeah, getting rid of self. Yeah, huh? Getting rid of the I am. Yeah, look at me. Huh? Look at my clothes. Look at my face. Look at my figure. Yeah. Huh? Look at my biceps. Huh? Or look at my smartness. Huh? My. Huh? The Lord Buddha said, "Anicca, anatta, dukkha." What is anicca? It's impermanent. Whatever arises, ceases. Yeah, body starts. You know, body is born, body dies. Yeah, thoughts arise, thoughts ceases. Yeah, memory arises, it ceases. Consciousness arises and ceases. Yeah. And what is anatta? Huh? Whatever I can perceive cannot be me, because who is the one who observes it? Ha! When you know there's a feeling, yeah? Does the feeling know it's a feeling? Who knows that it's a feeling? Huh? So can the observer and the observed object be one and the same thing? Huh? Can this be I? Yes. That's what we believe. Huh? So when you take a class, it's you, huh? The class is you? No? Why not? Huh? When you look at your arm, that's me. When you look at the arm of your neighbor, it's not you. It's an arm. You, there's one thing. The observer observes something. Yeah? The observer serves, a memory comes up. It's a memory. Huh? The observer sees a thought coming up. It's a thought, but it's not you. Because who is the observer? Huh? Huh? Oh. Never thought, you know, I mean, we just... we go, you know, go through this world, I don't even... I mean, just like robots, yeah? Huh? Follow the commands, yeah? Just like robots, going through this world, never think about... Never question what is happening, yeah? What is the thing, you know, that arises in my mind, yeah? Huh? What is the voice that tells me what to do? Never ask, yeah? Yes, my Lord, you are always right, you have been always right, yeah? No. That's the principle of anatta. Whatever I can experience, yeah? Be it visually, be it, you know, be it via feeling, be it via thought, be it via memory, cannot be me. Because there's somebody who knows that these things arise and cease, yeah? And that's what we all want to go back to when we start to meditate. This knowingness, huh? That's why I tell you, you know, I mean, observe, yeah? Go to the zoo, observe, or go to the mountain, observe the monkeys, yeah? Because there you don't need to say, you know, this monkey is climbing up the tree. You see it climbing up the tree, yeah? You don't have to tell it it's climbing up the tree. Oh, this is the knowingness. And that's what we want to get to, yeah? Huh? The knowingness without putting any labels on it. Yeah? Just knowing. Yeah? Knowing for what it, how it feels like, how it is. Yeah? And when we do meditation, yeah, and as long as your meditation goes in the right track, you know, we go with the flow. Yeah? It's just like riding a horse. As long as the horse goes in the right direction, we go with the flow. Yeah? So if the Buddha is slow, then we go with the slow Buddha. If the Buddha is fast, we go with the fast Buddha. Yeah? As long as it goes in the right direction. When the horse drifts away and goes in another way, then we pull it back. Until we see it's going in the right way, and then we go with the flow. Okay, understood? For walking meditation, yeah, we pick a starting point and we pick an end point, yeah? And then we say, just this one path, I stay with my Buddha or I stay with my breath. Just one path. Are you able to do it? No. Because at the end of the path, we notice, I mean, we have been dragged off, yeah? So, we turn around and say, just this one path, I stay with the Buddha. And don't walk slowly. You fall asleep, yeah? I mean, I see people walking. I mean, this is not meditation, yeah? You have to understand, that's what I said before, yeah? I mean, when the mind is itchy, the body feels itchy. Yeah? It's the mind. When the mind is calm, the body feels calm. And that is the same thing. So when we do walking meditation and we walk normally, then the citta, or the mind that we want to control with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah, the faster it walks, the more the mind has to control the walking. And the less we have to control the rest of the mind with the Buddha or with the breath. Huh? That's why you see, you know, in our tradition, the monks really walking quite fast, yeah? They don't run, but they walk fast, yeah? And only once the mind gets calm, yeah? Then, you know, I mean, the walking automatically gets slower. But it never gets below normal walking. Yeah? I mean, what is this? This is not meditation, yeah? Huh? Meditation is trying to, you know, to curb in the mind, to control the mind, to stay at one point, yeah? I know they do it. Myanmar is very famous for their slow walking meditation, and everybody is falling asleep while they do it, yeah? I mean, when my venerable teaching master, you know, saw that, he just laughed. He said, you know, what are they doing? Are they choking? Yeah. No, it's normal walking. And understand that the faster you walk, yeah, I mean, the less you have to concentrate the rest of the citta. I mean, the citta has to control, yeah, control the walking, yeah, yeah. So understand that, yeah? When you sit, you have to control the whole citta, yeah. When you do walking meditation, you only have 50% or 70%, you know, of the citta to control. Yeah? Much easier. You can get much easier. And no, this is the start point, this is the end point, and I'm just for this one path, not for the next hour, because then you're gone already. Yeah? Oh, I will do 1 hour walking meditation. And then you walk in circles, yeah, and you don't even get it. Yeah? No, just this one path. I stay with the Buddha. At the end of the path, you turn around and you notice, oh no, I wasn't with my breath, yeah? Okay, just this one path, I will be with my breath. Ah? Oh, the Buddha. Okay? Understood? Okay, go.